ஓம் பிரம்மானந்தம் பரமசுகதம் கேவலம் ஞானமூர்த்திம் த்வந்த்வாதீதம் ககனசத்ருஷம் தத்வமஸ்யாதிலக்ஷ்யம் ஏகம் நித்யம் விமலமச்சலம் சர்வதீ சாக்ஷிபூதம் பாவாதீதம் த்ரிகுணரஹிதம் சத்குரும் தம் நமாமி. ஓம் ஹரி ஓம் தத் சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நம. ஹரி ஓம். ஓம் சகனாவவது சகனௌ புனக்து சக வீரியங்கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. சோ வி சா லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் தி டீச்சர் இன்ட்ரடியூஸ்டு தி பஞ்சகோஷ மெத்தட் தென் ஹி அனலைஸ் தி பஞ்சகோஷஸ் ஹி டிஃபைன்ட் தி பிரசன்டட் தி டெஃபினிஷன் ஆஃப் ஃபைவ் லேயர்ஸ் ஆஃப் பர்சனாலிட்டி அண்ட் வி சா So each layer of personality, Annamayaha onwards, until the Anandamayaha, all of them are nothing but material products. That became very clear. So the Annamayaha is a product of grass elements, the tamasic aspect of the grass elements. And Manomayaha, then Manomayaha, the Pranamayaha consisting of 10 aspects, the 5 pranas and 5 sense organs of actions, they're all again products of rajasic aspect of the elements. Then manomayaha, mind and sense powers, are products of sattvic aspects of elements. Then buddhihi, again if we say the vijnanamayaha is also what buddhihi, that thing, but the same thing, manomaya pranamaya, actually both, basically both the only functional difference, otherwise they both are what? One is same, antakkadam and sense powers happen to be products of, so vijnanamayaha, manomayaha, both are products of sattvic aspects of elements. Then anandamayaha, finally, we saw, this is the karana shariram. Anandamayaha is another layer of personality called karana shariram, wherein ajnanam is available in total, isn't it? The total ajnanam is ajnana vrittihi, and when there is ajnanam, there is also bliss, isn't it? The two, what we experience in our deep sleep state is ananda, total ignorance and the absence of, total ignorance and bliss. That is that ajnana vrittihi, ananda vrittihi, there is anubhavaha, that is the karana shariram. So karanam also is what now you know, this avidya is the karanam, avidya, you know, avidya is the karana shariram here. So he presented now all the three bodies as 5 layers of personality. This is called panchakosha vivekaha. This is how we saw the last class. Let us see the last verse and we can go to the new verse now. காரணே சத்வமானந்தமயோ நீ சத்வமானந்தமயோ மோதாதி விருத்திபிஹி தத்தத் கோஷைஸ்து தாதாத்மியாத் ஆத்மா தத்தன்மயோ பவேத். Now, this next, the technical word, what we have to learn from this verse is tadatmyam. We have to notice all the technical terms, okay? So, what is upadeshaha? Upadeshaha means teaching, isn't it? Upadeshaha is teaching. What is teaching? In fact, this jiva, the jivaha, having wrong identity because of the ajnanam, and when he is struggling in this ocean of samsara, like the worm struggled in the water, And out of compassion of the passerby, how it got relieved from that suffering, similarly, it came and relaxed in the shade of the tree. And similarly, this jiva also, the samsari miserable jiva also, because of the compassion of the guru, and then he also, through this jnanam, he becomes free from samsara. And for which, so this, the upadeshaha, the teaching, how does the teacher teach? Using this, first he says panchakosha vivekena. He uses this panchakosha method. So, panchakosha method is to distinguish the atma from the anatma. Which means to understand what atma is not, panchakosha viveka helps. Isn't it? So, panchakosha viveka helps only that much. To understand, because analysis of five layers of personality is in fact analysis of the three bodies which are the seeming enclosures of the atma. Not really enclosures, isn't it? The seeming enclosures of the atma. These three layers, five layers of personality are otherwise called three bodies. All of them are, now this all of them, there is an atma and this atma, the atma and anatma are mixed up inseparably. If there is already discrimination, then the analysis is not required, isn't it? What the mixture of two things, easily separable, you don't need any method here, but not easily separable, isn't it? Therefore, the method of discrimination, discerning the self from the non-self is very important here. So, first of all, we don't even know what is non-self also. There's some confusion. Therefore, first to understand what the self is not, so this panchakosha vivekaha helps you. When you analyze what is annamayaha, pranamayaha, manomayaha, vijnanamayaha, understand all these are, including the anandamayaha karana shariram, all these are material products means, you understand atma is not any of these layers of personality. Isn't it? That is what you understand. Now you have understood what, now you have distinguished now, through panchakosha viveka, no? You have understood that much, but still, you have to understand what is the panchakosha viveka becomes complete only when you use another method. So what happened? Actually, the panchakosha viveka has yet to be done. Viveka means what now? The distinction of atma from anatma, panchakosha has yet to be done. We only understood what five layers of personality are. We had to distinguish the atma from these anatma layers of personality. For which, now because individual means all the layers of personality plus atma is individual. So which should be taken as the meaning of I? So what is intrinsic and what is impermanent, is it? What is agantukam? What is subject to arrival and departure and what is permanent? So, agantuka, we can say, agantuka dharmaha, swabhavaha, no? Agantukaha, then swabhavikaha. What is intrinsic is swabhavikam. What is agantukam is whether it comes and goes, isn't it? So, here, of these two, atma and anatma, what is agantukam, what is swabhavikam, what is permanent, what is impermanent. Yes, what comes and goes is, what comes and goes cannot be taken as intrinsic nature. What is permanently there alone should be taken as intrinsic nature. Therefore, what he says, but here what happens, between Atma and Atma, there is inseparable association, isn't it? Because of this inseparable association, there is mistaken. Atma is mistaken for, Anatma is mistaken for the Atma. Anatma is mistaken for the Atma. This identity with each layer of personality. The Tadatmyam means this wrong identity. So, erroneous perception of each layer of personality as Atma. So Atma identified with each layer of personality is called what? Tadatmyam. So not one Tadatmyam, with each layer of personality there is a Tadatmyam identity, isn't it? Thereby it becomes what now? That is how there is a samsara. Now it is important to remove that, but the thing is, when the passerby helped the worm from the river, that river, that he physically lifted that worm from the river, whereas here the teacher also has to help us, to uplift ourselves from, to distinguish self from the non-self. So this distinguish is purely a cognitive process, intellectual process, not physical process, isn't it? And for which, even for this also, you need some proper instrument. What is that instrument using which you can really lift the, distinguish the self, lift the self from the samsara? So upliftment of the jiva from the ocean of samsara needs distinguishing the self from the non-self. Thereby the error in the perception of the self has to be corrected. So for which he says, let us see the word. That instrument is what now? The instrument used is, the logical instrument, which is Anvaya Vyatireka method. Anvaya Vyatireka Bhyam. Panchakosha Vivekataha.
Panchakosha Vivekataha.
Swatmanam Tata Udhrutya.
Swatmanam Tata Udhrutya.
Param Brahma Prapadyate.
Param Brahma Prapadyate.
Okay. So, Anvaya Vyatireka is a method, is an instrument, and using which, the very powerful instrument, using which you have to do the Panchakosha Viveka. So, the discriminative knowledge of the self from the Anatma five layers of personality has to be done with the Anvaya Vyatireka method. So what is Anvayaha, what is Vyatirekaha, we have to understand. So he says, using these two methods, Swa Atmanam Tataha Udhrutya. Udhrutya, Udhrutya means what now? Uddharana means lifting up. So lifting means a cognitively shifting the I sense from the Anatma, because physically you can't separate, isn't it? So cognitively shifting the I from the body mind-sense complex, and it has to be resolved in the actual Atma, isn't it? I has to be resolved in Atma, taken away, shifted from Anatma. This shifting of I sense from Anatma and to the Atma is called Uddharanam, lifting up, isn't it? Cognitive shift. And thereby, once this essence is shifted cognitively from Anatma to Atma, that itself is what? Attainment of Brahman. In fact, Atma is already Brahman. It cannot attain Brahman, reach Brahman. So this attainment of Brahman is actually only in terms of knowledge, that the Atma being shifted from the Anatma, essence is being shifted from Anatma to Atma is what? Atma, attainment of Brahman in terms of knowledge. And for which, what do you need? You need to have the Panchakosha Viveka. Analysis of the five layers of personality, and through which you can distinguish the Atma from the Atma, Anatma. For the distinguishing, what is that prakriya you use here? Thing, Panchakosha Vyatirek, this Anvi Vetireka is the method. See, now, what is Anvaya Vyatireka? Anvayaha Vyatirekaha means what? It's called, see, there are many types of Anvaya Vyatireka we have used in different contexts. This Anvaya Vyatireka is used in different contexts. But here, the Anvaya Vyatireka is called Anuvritti Vyavritti Nyayaha. You have to remember here. Anuvritti Vyavritti Nyayaha. I repeat again, Anvaya Vyatireka is used in many contexts. And here the Anvaya Vyatireka, the logical method is used here is called Anuvritti Vyavritti Anuvritti Nyayaha. Or I can say Anuvritti Vyavritti Nyayaha. Anuvritti Vyavritti Nyayaha. That is Tanvi Vyatireka used here. Now, to understand that before we go to the actual verse, what is, let me tell you. Imagine somebody who is bald-headed, completely bald-headed. Okay? But every day he comes to the class with a very beautiful wig. And no, we cannot make out, and it looks very real. Because it looks very real, it also makes it very clear what it's not real, isn't it? It looks real, the wig looks very real, but it is said therefore, because it looks real, we also make out it is not real. So the doubt comes. Okay, the doubt comes. Actually, this person is originally bald-headed, or really does he have this beautiful, this much hair does he have? Doubt comes, isn't it? But when the two things are here, the wig and the person, the bald head and the wig, when you see them together, they are inseparably together, isn't it? When both the things are, when you're experiencing wig along with the person, bald head, there's no more bald head, isn't it? When you are seeing the wig with the head, and then you can't separate. You can't make out whether what is real, what is not real. What is the original personality and what is the actually borrowed personality, you do not know. Is it? In the absence of one, you can make out what is the original personality. So what we should do, somehow we know, making out where this person's house is, one day if we go to that person's house without telling him or phoning him, suddenly if we go to his house and we go knock at the door, the person comes and opens the door. And we ask, do you know such and such a person who comes to our class from here, from this house? It's me, that person says. Why? Because every day you see that person with a lot of hair. When you open the door, you see the person bald. The very appearance of the bald head made you feel confused. My God, he's that person. Isn't it? Therefore, you made out, actually, this person originally, what is original is the bald head, but what comes and goes is what? The wig is something, the comes and goes. When comes and goes means what? Used then and there, it is not permanently fixed. The bald head is permanently fixed head. The wig is temporarily used and then removed. So temporarily used and permanently fixed, isn't it? So here you make out. But for you to make out, what happens? The experience of two inseparable things. Okay? The two things. Two things. When you experience two things, you cannot make out what is original and what is non-original. Non-original, isn't it? But when you experience one in the absence of the other, you can make out what is original and what is non-original. This is called what? No? So, experience of the one thing, no? Qualified by the absence of the other. Experience of one thing, okay, one thing qualified by the absence of the other. The presence of one thing, the perception or experience of the presence of one thing qualified by the absence of other thing is called anvayaha. So when you experience, perceive the bald head, that is what now? The presence of the bald head, experience or perception of the presence of bald head qualified by the absence of the wig is called anvayaha. And you can also say what now? That time, what is absent there is the wig, isn't it? So, the perception of the absence of wig qualified by the presence of the bald head is called vyatirekaha. So, you have to experience only one thing, isn't it? When you're experiencing both, you cannot distinguish. You cannot distinguish, discern. When both are absent also, you cannot distinguish. For to discern what is original, what is temporary, what is permanent, you need what? You need both are present also, you cannot discern. Both are absent also, you cannot discern. In the absence of one, you can discern. So, we say here, so the perception or experience of, you know, experience of the presence of one thing qualified by the absence of the other thing is called anvayaha. The perception or experience of the absence of one thing qualified by the presence of the other thing is called vyatirekaha. So, presence being qualified by the absence is called anvayaha. Absence being qualified by the presence is called vyatirekaha. When the person comes with the, you know, actually all the teeth have gone. For this tata, the old man, all the teeth have gone. But he comes a nice denture. And he, no hair on the head. But nice wig, you know, and the nice coat suit and wearing, and in England wearing jackets also, you can't make out young man or old man. Walks also smart, isn't it? And you have, then you walk behind the person when he gets into the room, removes jacket, removes the hat, and removes the denture also in the bathroom, comes out, then you make out, is this? Understand? Therefore, experience of both Atma and Anatma, both are experienced together. You cannot make out, you cannot distinguish the Atma from the Anatma. Isn't it? Similarly, when both are not experienced also, you cannot, in non-experience also, you cannot distinguish the Atma from the Anatma. When you're experiencing one thing, the absence of the other, you can distinguish. How to distinguish here? You understand what is anvayaha, what is vyatirekaha? Okay. This is what we have to use now here. So, we just start with the now waking experience, isn't it? Look at this. Abhane sthula dehasya. Stula dehasya sopne yad bhanam atmanaha.
Sopne yad
Sonvayo vyatire kastad.
Sonvayo vyatire kastad.
Bhanen yanava bhasanam. Bhanen yanava bhasanam.
Bhanen yanava bhasanam.
Okay. See, swapne. No, let us start with the dream experience. See, in waking experience, you experience what? You experience the anatma and atma together. Gross body, you experience. So, when you're experiencing the gross body, definitely atma also is there, isn't it? Atma is there. Atma and Atma both are experienced together as an individual in the waking state. So when both are experienced together, you cannot distinguish the Atma from the Anatma. Like the man with the wig. But then, he says, Swapne, when the person falls asleep, then in dream, isn't it, Swapne, in dream, sthula dehasya abhanam. The gross body is not there in dream. Isn't it? The gross, is there a gross body in dream?
No.
You do not, so experience of the gross universe or the gross body in dream experience. Then, swapne, yad bhanam atmanaha. Bhanam Atma, this experience of the Atma as the experiencer, isn't it? Atma, there is experience of the experiencer in the dream state, but the experienced gross body is not there in the dream state, isn't it? So in waking state is experiencer, and experienced gross body. So here, so sthula dehasya abhane. Abhana means non-shining. Swapne, in dream experience, during the dream, when the gross body is not experienced, there is experience of the experiencer, Atma, isn't it? Experiencer. Therefore, Saha, which means I, the experiencer and consciousness continue to be there in dream when the gross body is not there. What continues to be there is Atma. I, the experiencer, am Atma, the consciousness continue to be there in dream. Whereas the gross body is not there. Therefore, what is bhanam, what is abhanam? The non-experience of the gross body in the dream and the experience of the Atma, the consciousness in dream, what continues to be there, you understand what now? So here Atma, the presence of the experiencer, qualified by the absence of the gross body. See, clear? Gross body is what? Anvayaha. So the experience of the experiencer Atma, the consciousness. Okay. Presence of the experiencer Atma, the consciousness, qualified by the absence of the gross body in dream is called anvayaha. Now, you have to say now, what is not experienced there? The gross body, isn't it? Therefore, the experience of the absence of gross body, so the absence of gross body qualified by the presence of the experiencer Atma is called Vyatirekaha. See, presence being qualified by the absence is Anvaya. Absence being qualified by presence is vyatirekaha. So what is experienced in dream? There's presence of Atma, the experiencer Atma, and absence of gross body. So the absence of gross body qualifies the presence of the Atma, and the absence of body is qualified by presence of the Atma. So presence being qualified is anvayaha, absence being qualified is vyatirekaha. This is called anuvritti vyavritti nyaya. Anuvritti means what is that which continues to exist is anuvrittihi. Anuvritti means continuous existence. Vyavritti means discontinuity. Discontinuation or discontinuity is called vyavritti. Anuvritti means continuation. What continues to be there? When the physical body is experienced, there is experiencer Atma. The same experiencer Atma continues to be there in dream, but what is not experienced is gross body. Okay. This is Anvaya Vyatireka means, this is what Anuvritti Vyavritti Nyayaha means here. What continues to be there, what is not there continuously. So the presence of the Atma, the experiencer Atma, qualified by the absence of gross body in dream is Anvayaha. The absence of gross body qualified by the presence of experiencer Atma in dream is called Vyatirekaha. Okay. This is the 38th. Now what has been, now between the two, what have we understood now? Therefore, Atma, the experiencer, is shifted from the Annamayaha Koshaha, the gross body. Is it clear now? Lift now. I sense should be shifted from Annamayaha Koshaha, otherwise called Sthula Dehaha. Okay. Now we'll go to the next one. Linga bhane sushuptau syat. Atmano bhanam anvayaha. Vyatirekastu tad bhane. Lingasya bhanam uchyate. Linga bhane sushuptau syat. Mano bhana. Oh, I have to tell you one more thing. The 38th verse itself. So, abhane sthula dehasya. I didn't explain that, no? I just said it and went ahead. Sthula dehasya abhane. Swapne sthula dehasya abhane. Swapne in dream. When the physical body is absent, there's absence of physical body, yad bhanam atmanaha, that presence of the Atma, the experience of the experiencer Atma in dream, qualified by the absence of gross body is saha anvayaha. It is written there, saha anvayaha. Then he says, vyatirekaha. What is vyatirekaha? Tad bhane anya avabhasanam. Anya avabhasanam. Tadbhane anya avabhasanam yatirekaha. So the absence of the gross body. Okay. The absence of the other thing. The absence of the gross body qualified by the presence of the experiencer obtaining in dream is what? Yatirekaha. See, absence being qualified by the presence is vyatirekaha. Presence being qualified by the absence is anvayaha. So he says both in that verse. That's why I didn't read the verse actually. I explained to you, but I didn't not read the verse. So vyatirekaha is equal to tadbhane. Now, anya avabhasanam. Anya anavabhasanam. Avabhasana means shining. Anavabhasana means non-shining. Non-shining of the physical body. Anavabhasanam. Avabhasanam means shining. Anavabhasanam means non-shining. Non-shining of the physical body is equal to what? The absence of experience of the body. Isn't it? Qualified by the presence of the experiencer Atma. Isn't it? Atma is Vyatirekaha. Is it clear, Roger Ji?
It's becoming clearer. It's very subtle.
Yeah. That's why you have to remember here. That's why I start with the example today. Isn't it? See, the experiencer Atma. Isn't it? I am the experiencer. And then I am experiencer, physical body is experience, isn't it? So here, even now, there is no distinction. Atma, Anatma, Viveka is not there in waking state. When both are inseparably together, distinction is not possible. Distinction is difficult. Because inseparably together, they are not inseparable, they are not separable. So in the presence of the one, and the absence of the other, then you can distinguish what is anuvartate, what is vyavritam bhavati. What does not continue to exist, what continues to exist, isn't it? That you can make out only in the presence of one, in the absence of the other. When both are together also, distinction is not possible. Both are non-experienced together, not there also, distinction is not possible. In the presence of the one, the absence of the other, isn't it? Then you can make out, it is possible. You can distinguish the one from the other. Two inseparable things, when they exist, distinguish them, discrimination of what is not possible. In the absence of the one, in the presence of the other, then you can discrimination between the two is possible. Is it clear? So here, in waking state, that I the Atma, I the experiencer am the Atma, is inseparably with the sthula dehaha. But in dream, what happens? In dream, I the experiencer am Atma, there continuously, I the experiencer, the consciousness continues to be there, whereas the gross body is not there. Therefore, the presence of the Atma, the experiencer consciousness, is that qualified by the absence of the gross body in dream is called, what now? Anvayaha. Anvayaha. Is it clear? Now, the absence of the gross body qualified by the presence of the experiencer Atma in dream is called Vyatirekaha. So, is it clear now? So, here what he says. Both must be there, isn't it? Therefore, so anavabhasanam, so the absence of the physical body, absence of gross physical body, qualified by the presence of the experiencer, absence of the gross body, qualified by the presence of experiencer is, in dream is vyatirekaha. Absence of the experiencer, Atma, qualified by the presence of the experience Atma, qualified by the absence of the physical body is Anvayaha. See, the presence of the experiencer, I, presence of experiencer, I, qualified by the absence of gross physical body in dream is Anvayaha. Similarly, in the same dream, the absence of gross body, the experience of the absence of gross body qualified by the presence of experiencer I is called Vyatirekaha. That is why hearted with the example, easy example. Experience of the absence of vig qualified by the presence of bald head is Vyatirekaha. The experience of bald head qualified by the absence of vig is Anvayaha. Okay, let us go to the next one now. So Vyatirekha means what is not available for experience is what? Discontinuous, isn't it? Vyatirekha means what is not continuous is Vyatirekha. What is continuously obtaining is Anvayaha. See, continuous existence is called Anvayaha. Discontinuous existence is called Vyatirekaha. So, the absence of the gross body implies what? Discontinuity of the existence of the gross body. Isn't it? Therefore, it is not, it is subject to, see, it's not there. What continues to be there, what is continuous is what? The experience, the Atma. Because, why do we have to do this now? See, what anuvartate, what is not vyavartate, what is that which does not discontinue, what is that which continues to exist, what is that which is not there continuously, what is there continuously, there is intrinsic. What comes and goes is non-intrinsic. So you need not take the non-intrinsic as the Atma. That is what the teaching is here. So we need to discover of the Atma and Anatma what is permanent, intrinsic and what is transient. So the transient should not be taken as the I. The permanent should be taken as the I, isn't it? That's what we are doing here. Okay. Lingabhan.
Continuously obtaining
Anvaya.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Lingabhanesu shuptau syat.
Atmano bhanam anvayaha.
Atmano bhanam anvayaha.
Vyatirekastu tadbhane.
Vyatirekastu tadbhane.
Lingasya bhana muchyate.
Lingasya bhana muchyate.
Now linga deha, what about the sukshma shariram? Now he moves on to, now he knows Atma obtaining as experiencer in waking state continues to be there in dream state. But the gross body is not there in dream state. But now he is going to say, the subtle body obtaining in dream state, isn't it? Subtle body. Now, lingadeham. The lingadeham, subtle body experienced, is not there in deep sleep state. In deep sleep state, sushuptau. Gross body is not available for experience in dream state. In subtle body also is not available for experience in deep sleep state. In deep sleep state is an experience, isn't it? In karana shariram, in deep sleep state is the karana shariram. In deep sleep state is an experience wherein there is an experiencer. So I, the Atma, the consciousness, continue to obtain in the deep sleep state as the experiencer. But what is not available for experience is not only the gross body, The subtle body also is not available for experience. Is it clear now?
Yeah.
Therefore, this presence of the experiencer Atma, okay, presence of the experiencer Atma, qualified by the absence of the subtle body is anvayaha. The absence of subtle body qualified by the presence of the experiencer Atma in deep sleep state is called vyatirekaha. What does not continue to be there is subtle body in deep sleep state. What continues to be there is Atma, the experiencer Atma. Isn't it? Because otherwise you are not able to distinguish the experiencer and the experienced body. Not able to distinguish. So in the absence of the one, you are making it what is that which continues to be there.
Vyavrittasvanu vartamanamahamityantas purantam sada.
In Dakshinama Sutram we saw that.
Vyavrittasvanu vartamanamahamityantas purantam sada.
Vyavrittasu avasthasu. Aham, aham, aham iti anuvartamanaha sada. The one who continuously obtains in all the discontinuous states of experiences is what? Atma. That's what he wants to say here. Because it is for Viveka. It is for the discriminative understanding of Atma. It is a distinction of Atma from the Anatma. Anvaya Vyatireka here. So, Linga Bhane Sushuptau Syat. Only in waking state, the Linga Bhane, the subtle body, shines. Which means subtle body experienced only in dream state. Okay. Sushuptau syat atmanaha bhanam anvayaha. Sushuptau means in deep sleep state. Atmanaha bhanam anvayaha syat. Atmanaha bhanam means experience of the atma obtaining as the experiencer in deep sleep state. Qualified by the absence of the subtle body is called anvayaha. Vyatirekastu tadbhane lingasya abhanam uchyate. Listen, vyatireka means what now? Abhanam is the absence of the subtle body. Okay, the absence of the experience of subtle body qualified by the presence of the Atma, the experiencer, is called Vyatirekaha.
Tadvivekadvimuktasyuhu. Kosha pranamanodhiyah. Tehi tatra gunavastha. Bedamatrat Prithakritaha.
Now suddenly the author wants to make it very clear. See, using the Anvaya Vyatireka Nyaya, now we have to do Panchakosha Viveka. Panchakosha Viveka means discrimination of Atma from the Anatma. You know, the five layers of personality has to be done through this Panchakosha Viveka. Isn't it? So here the doubt might come. Here the author has mentioned only what now? Sthula Deha, Sukshma Deha. Isn't it? But he has not mentioned the Panchakoshas. The doubt may come. So the teacher wants to make it very clear. Don't worry. panchakoshas are nothing but three bodies only. So understanding the absence of gross body in dream state, absence of subtle body in deep sleep state is in fact understanding the absence of all these four layers of personality. Because one more layer is still there. Anandamayaha is still there. Now he has negated only four layers of personality being Vetireka, isn't it? So the absence of the Annamayaha in dream. And then absence of the Pranamayaha, Manomayaha, Vijnanamayaha. All the three in grass, in deep sleep state. Why? Because Pranamayaha, Manomayaha, Vijnanamayaha, all the three layers of personality are only division of one subtle body. One Sukshma Shariram alone is divided into three layers of personality as what Pranamayaha, Manomayaha and Vijnanamayaha. He says, Tad Vivekat means what now? By discerning the gross body and subtle body itself, all the four layers of personality become discerned. They're not separate. So Annamayaha, Pranamayaha, Manomayaha, Vijnanamayaha stand for what? Gross body and subtle body. So he says, Tad Viveka, by discriminative understanding of the two bodies, Viviktaha Syuhu Koshaha, all the four layers of personality become discerned. And he says, Prana Mano Dhyaha. By Prana, Prana stands for Prana Mayakosha, Manaha, then Dhyaha. So Prana Mano Dhyaha means Pranamayaha Koshaha, Manomayaha Koshaha, Vijnanamayaha Koshaha. So all these three layers of personality are only, the same, three of them together constitute one subtle body. So all the three layers of personality are not there in deep sleep state. You mean the absence of experience of Manomaya, Pranamaya, Vijnanamaya in deep sleep state qualified by Atma, the experiencer, is called what? Vetirekaha. Experience of Atma qualified by the absence of these three layers of personality is Anvayaha. Tehi tatra guna avastha beda matra prithakritaha. He is explaining, don't feel bad. Subtle body alone, divided into three layers of personality. Prithakritaha. Prithakritaha means they are separate. They are presented as separate, different layers of personality. One subtle body. Now presented as, divided into three layers of personality due to the difference in state and gunas. See here, the difference in manaha and diyaha. What is avastha, isn't it? What is manomayaha, what is vijnanamayaha? Both come under the category of subtle body only. The differentiation is manomayaha means confusion, because doubts. Vijnanamayaha means clarity and decision. There is that functional difference, isn't it? Due to avastha beda. Then also guna beda. Guna beda means what here, this manomayaha, the pranamayaha. All the five, Pranamayaha means the products of the rajasic aspects, are differentiated as Pranamaya. And the products of the sattvic aspect differentiated as the Manomaya and Vijnanamaya. So what he wants to say, தேஹி தத்ர குண அவஸ்தா பேத மாத்ராத் பிருதக்ருதாஹ. The division of subtle body into three layers of personality is due to the difference in gunas and then their the functions, states of the mind, that's all. Otherwise, all the three of them together constitute subtle body, and don't get confused. Now, till now, four layers of personality have been analyzed very well, which means Atma being continuously present in all the three states of experience, wherein the gross body is not there in one, subtle body also is not there in the other, which means the absence of gross body in dream, which qualifies the presence of the Atma, is called Anvaya. The absence being qualified by the presence of the Atma is called Vyatirekaha. Similarly, here we see in the deep sleep state, subtle body is not there. So the presence of the Atma as experiencer, qualified by the absence of subtle body in deep sleep state, is called Anvayaha. And absence of subtle body qualified by the presence of Atma is what? Vyatirekaha. Is it clear? Now he made it very clear, because we may ask, you were talking about the Panchakosha Viveka, now we are talking about the Shariratraya Viveka. So the doubt might come. So he wants to make it very clear, don't worry, it's the same. In between he stops and diverts attention, he stops. Now he goes to the next one. Sushuptya bhane bhanam tu.
Samadhavatmanonvayah.
Samadhavatmanonvayah.
Vyatirekastvatmabhane. Sushuptyanavabhasanam.
Okay, see, avabhasanam, anavabhasanam. You have to understand difference. Avabhasanam means shining. Shining means available for experience. Anavabhasanam means non-shining. Non-shining means what now? Non-available for experience. So non-availability and availability. Availability for experience is called avabhasanam. Non-availability for experience is called anavabhasanam. So shining and non-shining. Is clear now? So what he said, that's fine. In deep sleep state, what is there? Karana Shariram. See, what is Karana Shariram? The total ignorance available for experience, Sakshi Pratyaksham. When? Ignorance, no? The total ignorance is available for experience or not? Yes. Total ignorance is available for experience. Only thing is, you cannot talk about the experience of total ignorance when you are experiencing. You have to wake up from sleep next day morning and you say, what? I did not know anything means that I did not know anything, that I was, that the universe was, nothing I knew. This total ignorance is available for experience only in, isn't it? Only in deep sleep state. The total ignorance is called avidya. Isn't it? That avidya is karana shariram. Yesterday we were talking about it actually. Avidya, isn't it? So ignorance available for what? Not for indriya pratyaksha. Total ignorance called avidya, which is the karana shariram, which is the causal body, which is not available for sense perception, not available for thought perception also. Isn't it? available for sakshi pratyaksham, witness perception. So sense perception, thought perception, witness perception. Why is a witness perception? You cannot talk about it, isn't it? Anything available for thought perception, you can express through words. Even though you cannot describe headache, at least you can say, I have headache. You can say, how this mic looks, you can describe. Indriya pratyaksham. So what is available for sense perception is describable. It's yellow in color, small petals. You can describe lots of things. And what is available for thought perception alone? Headache. Isn't it? Available for thought perception. But you can say, I have headache. But I can't describe it, isn't it? Still I can't describe it. At least I can say something about it. No, I'm totally ignorant. You cannot say that. In total ignorance is experienced, it is not available for thought perception also. It is available for sakshi pratyaksham, witness perception. Something very important lesson. Total ignorance is available only for witness perception, not for, it's called sakshi pratyaksham. Not for thought perception, not for sense perception, but only for thought, witness perception. That is why this experience. How can I talk about the experience of the total ignorance? Because there is perceiver available for perception. Whose perception? You. Witness perception. It's clear now? It is taught, avidya is the karana shariram. Isn't it? In karana shariram also, there is sukha vrittihi. We are going to see in the following class, next Vedanta Sara class, you will see that. You are going to understand that. Because the karana shariram remains saturated in ananda. Remaining saturated with ananda. You can say water fills the ocean. Ocean is full of water, isn't it? Who fills what is filled? Water fills the ocean. Ocean is filled with water. Similarly here, this total avidya, total ignorance, avidya, saturated with ananda. That is why there is no dukkham, bliss. Anyway, so what I want to say here, this avidya is the karna shariram. This karna shariram is there when only in deep sleep state experience. Isn't it? Now, this karna shariram also na anuvartate. It does not continue to exist when even that becomes absent. This absence of the karana sharira, experience of the absence of karana shariram, avidya, in the wake of the knowledge. In jnanam, no, in the knowledge. When the knowledge takes place, in knowledge, is there experiencer or not? Atma or not? In knowledge is Atma, isn't it? Of course, Atma is there, no? In knowledge, there is Atma. You are there or not in knowledge? In knowledge of the self, Atma is there. But what is not there? Avidya the karana shariram will be resolved. Avidya, isn't it? I am consciousness in that knowledge, isn't it? Total knowledge. In the wake of the knowledge, avidya the karana shariram will resolve. Will not be there. It is very subtle. Karna Sharidam also will not be there in knowledge. And then I think we tried to say yesterday also. But we were seeing very slowly there. Here it is a little more. So he wants to say here, each Shariram, Sthula Shariram is not there is absence of Sthula Shariram in dream. There is absence of subtle body in deep sleep state. And absence of Karna Shariram, causal body in knowledge. What is continuously present in all the three states of experience and even in knowledge? In total ignorance there is Atma. When there is total ignorance, Atma is there. When there is partial knowledge, Atma is there. Isn't it? In dream also what? There is Atma. In total knowledge also Atma will be there. What will not be there? The total ignorance will not be there. Avidya will not be there in knowledge. That's what he is going to say in the next verse. So actually you can make it here from verse number 38 to 42. He talks about the, he presents the logical how to discern the Atma from the Panchakoshas through this Anvaya Vyatireka method. Understand? See the next one now. This is the 41st verse now. Sushuptya bhane bhanam tu.
Sushuptya bhane bhanam tu.
Samadhavatmanonvayaha.
Samadhavatmanonvayaha.
Vyatireka swatma bhane. Sushuptyanavabhasanam. Okay. Sushupti abhane. Sushupti abhana means non-experience, non-shining. Isn't it? Abhanam. What is abhanam here? Sushupti. Sushupti means Karana Shariram. Sushupti should be understood as Karana Shariram. Total ignorance here. The causal body, the total ignorance, avidya, is not there when samadhau atmanaha bhanam. Samadhau means in knowledge. Don't take samadhi, a samadhi experience here. Samadhau. Samadhi here means, when you remain absorbed in the vision of the truth. Samadhi means absorption in the vision of the truth. Isn't it? Absorption in truth itself is what? Having the vision in knowledge. Samadhi is equal to knowledge. Vision. Clear, doubt-free vision of the self being consciousness. In that vision, samadho, in that vision, sushuptihi abhanam, sushupti abhane. When the karna shariram, the total avidya, avidya the karna shariram also is not there. So he says that absence of sushupti, sushupti means what? The total ignorance, the absence of sushupti, the absence of karna shariram avidya, the total ignorance, in the wake of knowledge, where there is Atma, presence of the Atma in knowledge, presence of the Atma in knowledge, qualified by the absence of avidyadikarana shariram is anvayaha. Is it clear again? The presence of atma qualified by the absence of karana shariram avidya in knowledge is anvayaha. So the absence of karana shariram, the avidya, qualified by the presence of atma in knowledge is called vyatirekaha. Before you go out of this place, you will know very thoroughly what is anvayaha, what is vyatirekaha. So he says, sushupti abhane samadhau atmanaha bhanam anvayaha. Samadhau in knowledge, sushupti abhane atmanaha bhanam anvayaha. In knowledge, the experience of atma obtaining as the knower consciousness, qualified by the absence of avidya, the causal body, is anvayaha. And vyatirekaha is what now? Atmana, he says, atma bhane sushupti anavabhasanam. So non-shining, non-availability of avidya, the causal body, a non-shining of avidya, the causal body, in knowledge, qualified by the presence of atma, the consciousness, is called what? Vyatirekaha. You can understand one thing. This is all the three bodies means what? Now what now? All the five, it is called Uddharanam. Now it is called from the five layers of personality, you have discognitively shifted the I sense and you have resolved that I sense in the knower consciousness. Atma. Kad Atma Anatma Vivekaha. You have done. Yes, why? Because both Atma Anatma are there, but what is intrinsic alone should be taken as I, and what is transient should not be taken as I. So Agantuka Dharmaha. So we say Swabhavika Dharma. Consciousness is the Swabhavika Dharma. And our body, mind and complex is Aguntaka Dharma, which comes and goes. What does not come and go is Chaitanyam. So Chaitanya Atma Ahamasmi. Aham, isn't it? Whereas this Anatma here is, all these are Vyavartakam. What is Anuvartakam is Atma. So, actually, anuvrittihi means continuous existence. Vyavrittihi means discontinuous existence. Both exist. But what exists continuously, what exists discontinuously? Of the two, which do you want to take as yourself? The continuously existent Atma or the discontinuously existent Anatma? That's the meaning here. Now he says, yatha munjadi shikaivam, atma yuktya samudhrutah, sharira tritaya dhiraihi, param brahmaiva jayate. He says, atma samudhrutaha. Look at this. Atma samudhrutaha. See, ಉದ್ಧೃತಃ. ಆತ್ಮ ಧೃತಃ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ಹೆಲ್ಡ್. ಉದ್ಧೃತಃ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಶಿಫ್ಟೆಡ್, ಲಿಫ್ಟೆಡ್, ಡಿಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ವಿಶ್ಡ್. ಸಮುದ್ಧೃತಃ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನೋ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ಲಿ ಡಿಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ವಿಶ್ಡ್, ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ಲಿ ಡಿಸರ್ನ್ಡ್. ಸಮುದ್ಧೃತಃ ಆತ್ಮ ದ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ದ ರಿಯಲ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ಲಿ ಡಿಸರ್ನ್ಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಅನಾತ್ಮ. ಈವನ್ ದೋ ಇನ್ಸಪರಬ್ಲಿ ಟುಗೆದರ್, ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ, ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಐ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಎನಿ ಮೋರ್ ಇನ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಕಾಂಪ್ಲೆಕ್ಸ್. ಇಸ್ನ್ ಇಟ್ ರಿಲೇಟಿವ್ಲಿ, ರಿಲೇಟಿವ್ಲಿ ಯು ಮೇ ಬಿ ಯೂಸಿಂಗ್, ಬಟ್ ಕಾಗ್ನಿಟಿವ್ಲಿ ಯು ನೋ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ಲಿ ಯು ನೋ ಆಟ್ ದ ಟ್ರೂತ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಆತ್ಮ, ನಾಟ್ ಅನಾತ್ಮ. ಫೋರ್ ಯುಕ್ತಿಯ ಸಮುದ್ಧತಃ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಕಾಗ್ನಿಟಿವ್ ಶಿಫ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಅನಾತ್ಮ. ಹೌ ಯುಕ್ತಿಯ, ಯುಕ್ತಿಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಯು ಲಾಜಿಕಲಿ ಥ್ರೂ ದಿಸ್ ಅನುವೃತ್ತಿ ವ್ಯಾವೃತ್ತಿ ನ್ಯಾಯ, ಅನುವೃತ್ತಿ ವ್ಯಾವೃತ್ತಿ ನ್ಯಾಯ. ಸೊ ಮೆಥಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ವಿಶಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಡಿಸ್ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಟಿ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಅನಾತ್ಮ. ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ದಿ ಯುಕ್ತಿಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಲಾಜಿಕಲಿ ಯುಕ್ತಿಯ ಸಮುದ್ಧತಃ. ಸೊ ಆತ್ಮ ಯುಕ್ತಿಯ ಸಮುದ್ಧತಃ. ಅಂಡ್ ಹೌ ಹಿಸ್ ಯಥ ಮುಂಜಾದಿ ಮುಂಜಾತ್ ಇಶಿಕಾ ಇವ. ಸೊ ಇಶಿಕಾ, ಇಶಿಕಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಯು ನೋ ದಿ ಸಾ, ದ ಮುಂಜ, ಮುಂಜ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಮುಂಜ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಒನ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್. ಮುಂಜಹ ಇಸ್ ಅ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಗ್ರಾಸ್. ಓಕೆ, ಮುಂಜ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಯು ನೋ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟರ್ನಲ್ ಲೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಮಿಡಲ್ ದಲ್ ಬಿ ಪಿತ್ತಿ ಸಾಫ್ಟ್ ಟೆಂಡರ್ ನೋ ದ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಪಾಟ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಟೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಔಟ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಕೇರ್ಫುಲ್ಲಿ ರಿಮೂವ್ ಇಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ದಟ್ ಔಟರ್ ಲೇಯರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಗ್ರಾಸ್. ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ದ ಬ್ಲೇಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಶಾರ್ಪ್ ದೇ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಕಟ್ ಯು ಹೇರ್ ಫಿಂಗರ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಹೀ ಸೇಸ್ ಮುಂಜಾತ್ ಇಶಿಕಾ ಯಥ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಯು ನೋ ವಿ ರಿಮೂವ್ ದಿ ಡೆಲಿಕೇಟ್ ಟೆಂಡರ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಮುಶಿಕಾ ದಿ ಮುಂಜ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಇಶಿಕಾ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಮುಂಜ ರಿಮೋಟ್ ಏವಂ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾನರ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬಿನ್ ಕೇರ್ಫುಲ್ಲಿ ಲಾಜಿಕಲಿ ನೋ ಡಿಸರ್ನ್ಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಅನಾತ್ಮ. ಹ್ಯಾಟ್ ಟು ಶೋ ಯು ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಮುಂಜ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಕಮ್ ಟು, ಇಫ್ ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ರಿಮೋಟ್ ಕೇರ್ಫುಲ್ಲಿ ಹೌ ಯು ಗೆಟ್ ಕಟ್ ಹಿರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಾಟ್ ನಾಟ್ ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಡಿಸರ್ನ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಅನಾತ್ಮ ಯು ಗೆಟ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಸಂಸಾರ. ದಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹಿ ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ಸೇ ಹಿಯರ್. ಸೊ ಯುಕ್ತಿಯ ಉದ್ಧೃತಃ, ಆತ್ಮ ಯುಕ್ತಿಯ ಉದ್ಧೃತಃ. ಯುಕ್ತಿಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಥ್ರೂ ರೀಸನಿಂಗ್ ಲಾಜಿಕಲಿ ಆತ್ಮ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬೀನ್ ಇನ್ಸಪರಬಲ್, ಫಿಸಿಕಲಿ ಇನ್ಸಪರಬಲ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಅನಾತ್ಮ, ಬಟ್ ಕಾಗ್ನಿಟಿವ್ಲಿ ಲಾಜಿಕಲಿ ಡಿಸರ್ನ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾನರ್. ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಮ್ಯಾನರ್ ಅನುವೃತ್ತಿ ವ್ಯಾವೃತ್ತಿ ನ್ಯಾಯ ಥ್ರೂ ದಿಸ್ ವ್ಯಾವೃತ್ತಿ ಅನುವೃತ್ತಿ ವ್ಯಾವೃತ್ತಿ ನ್ಯಾಯ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೇ ಅನ್ವಯ ವ್ಯತಿರೇಕ ಮೆಥಡ್. ನೌ ಫ್ರಮ್ ವೇರ್ ಶರೀರ ತ್ರಿತಯಾತ್, ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿಸ್ ತ್ರೀ ಬಾಡೀಸ್, ತ್ರೀ ಫೋಲ್ಡ್ ಬಾಡೀಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟಿಟ್ಯೂಟ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಇಂಡಿವಿಜುವಲ್ ಇಟ್ ಆರ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೇ ಫೈವ್ ಲೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ. ಶರೀರ ತ್ರಿತಯಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೇ ಪಂಚಕೋಶಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಫೈವ್ ಲೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ, ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ತ್ರೀ ಬಾಡೀಸ್. ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿಸ್ ತ್ರೀ ಬಾಡೀಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟಿಟ್ಯೂಟ್ ದಿ ಅನಾತ್ಮ, ಫ್ರಮ್ ವೇರ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ಸಪರಬಲ್. ಸೊ ಕಾಗ್ನಿಟಿವ್ಲಿ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡಿಸರ್ನ್ಡ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಅನಾತ್ಮ. ಶರೀರ ತ್ರಿತಯಾತ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಯುಕ್ತಿಯ ಮುಂಜಾತ್ ಇಶಿಕಾ, ಇಶಿಕಾ ಯಥಾ ತಥಾ ಸಮುದ್ಧತಃ. No, just as Ishika is separated carefully from Munja grass, so also this inseparable Atma has been carefully, cognitively, logically discerned from Anatma, three bodies or five layers of personality. By whom? By intelligent people, dhirehi, by wise people. Once they discerned, what happens then? Param brahmaiva jayate. Once the self, the essence, now the self being, consciousness is very clearly discerned, essence is shifted cognitively from panchakoshas and dissolved in Atma, the consciousness. Then what happens? Jivaha brahmaiva jayate. Jiva becomes Brahman. Means what now? Jiva cannot become Brahman. Jiva cannot become one with Brahman also. Jiva being already Brahman, isn't it? Becomes very clear. So that is why nothing is attained here. Nothing is accomplished here. This Viveka is only to correct the error in perception through the removal of ignorance. Really speaking, nothing is attained. Jivaha is already Brahma. So Jivaha, already being Brahma, is what now? Taken. Accept, understood here. So, Jivaha Brahmaiva Jayate. So, with this the topic is over. From 38 to 42, he uses this how to use this Anvaya Vyatireka method and how to discern the Atma from Anatma. So, in fact, Pancha Kosha Viveka means what now? Distinguishing the Atma from five layers of personality through Anvaya Vyatireka method. See, different definitions of Pancha Koshas help you understand what Pancha Koshas are. Later on, and now Atma is there, Pancha Koshas are there. You know, Pancha Koshas are Anatma. What is Atma? Isn't it? You have to distinguish the Anatma. I mean, when you're experiencing the Anatma, you're experiencing the Atma also. When you're experiencing both of them together, Atma and Atma, there is no such a thing called experience of Anatma without the Atma. Isn't it? So every time you're experiencing the Anatma, you're experiencing the Atma also. But when Atma and Anatma are experienced simultaneously, then discerning the Atma from Anatma is not possible. Isn't it? Once you discerned, then you can have. Therefore, in the presence of the one, when the other is absent, then you can discern one from the other. Isn't it? So, that's why the presence will be qualified by the absence of the other. Presence of the one thing, the first thing, will be qualified by the absence of the other thing. So this presence of the one thing, the first thing, qualified by the absence of the other thing is called Anvayaha. What is present is continues to be there. What is absent is not there. That's why he says, now he has to say, okay, pancha koshas, each kosha has to be, Atma has to be discerned from each kosha, isn't it? So in waking state, there is gross body is experienced, Anatma is experienced, Atma also is inseparably with the Anatma. So now when is it not there? You have to go to the dream. So in Swapna, in dream, is it? So the experiencer obtaining in the waking state continues to be there as the experiencer in the same dream state also. But in the dream state, the experiencer continues to be there, but the object experience, the gross body experienced, is not there in dream state. Isn't it? Therefore, the experience of the experiencer is what? No, the presence of the experiencer obtaining in dream state, qualified by the absence of the gross body, is what now? Anvayaha. Then the absence of gross body in dream state, qualified by the presence of the Atma, the experiencer is Vyatirekaha. Then you go to next again. Similarly, this subtle body also is experienced, isn't it? Subtle body is not also not available, not experienced in, available experience in deep sleep state. And that experiencer is there. The experiencer who obtaining in waking continues to be there in dream, continues to be there in deep sleep state also. But in deep sleep state, the subtle body is not available for experience, does not shine. Therefore, the absent presence of the Atma, the experiencer obtaining in deep sleep state, qualified by the absence of subtle body, is Anvayaha. And the absence of subtle body, isn't it? The experience of the absence of subtle body, qualified by the presence of the experiencer Atma, is called Vyatirekaha. Now still we have what now? So here author said the four layers of personality become what now? Now Atma is discerned from four layers of personality as an Atma, which stand for two bodies, her gross body and subtle body. But one more body is still there, Karana Shariram, the causal body, which forms the final layer of personality called Anandamayaha Koshaha. And there, causal body, total avidya, ignorance. Avidya is Karana Shariram. And the Karana Shariram is there where? In deep sleep state, which is available for Sakshi Pratyaksham. And that avidya, the Karana Shariram, also will not be there in Jnanam. Therefore, in Jnanam, in the wake of the clear ascertained vision of the Atma, being consciousness, in Jnanam, the presence of the Atma is qualified by the absent experience, the absence of experience of the avidyadi karana shariram is Anvayaha. So the absence of the experience of the absence of avidyadi karana shariram qualified by Atma, the consciousness, is Vyatirekaha. Is it clear now? Therefore, Karana Shariram also is not there. Sukshma Shariram also is not the. Or the Sthula Shariram. All these three Sharirams are five layers of personality. Are only transient, isn't it? But permanent, Swabhavika Dharmaha of the individual is, the original nature is what? Atma, the consciousness. Isn't it? So this, this is what finally he says, when this in the Jnanam, so this Yuktya, through this Anvaya Vyatireka method, or Anuvritti Vyavritti Nyaya, using this, when you discern the Atma from Anatma, we understand Atma being consciousness. This understanding Atma being already consciousness is as though becoming Brahman. Really speaking, Jiva does not become Brahman, Jiva is already Brahman. That is what is said here. Param Brahmaiva Jayate. Only the 43rd verse will stop here. Because with this, the one topic is over. The 42 is clear, isn't it, today? One topic is over. Now, next I have to teach you Bhagatyaga Lakshana. So, let me not go to that now. I won't go to the Bhagatyaga Lakshana because it be. At least today you learned what is Anvivatireka. Anvayaha Anavrittihi. Vetireka Vyavrittihi. Vetirekaha. Isn't it? Absence implies discontinuity. Presence implies continuity. So continuity implies what? Permanence. Discontinuity implies impermanence. So what enjoys permanence, what enjoys impermanence? Isn't it? So you choose that as this Atma. And because you choose, that is the fact, isn't it? Because you, when you say I, there's a knowledge, isn't it? Now he's going to say how, once you have lift shifted, this is only what now, you have used what now? So panchakosha viveka means, so first of all, you panchakosha viveka helped you understand what Atma is not. Thereafter, still Atma and Atma are inseparably together. Then this Anvivatireka helped you to discern the Atma from Anatma. Understand Atma is Brahma, isn't it? But still now, that is what is revealed by Tattvamasyadi Mahavakyas. Now, what do the Mahavakyas teach? He is going to say that now. How does each Mahavakyam reveals this fact of identity between Jiva and Ishvara, and for which the Shastra uses Bhagatyaga Lakshana. Isn't it? So, Bhagatyaga means, so Anatma is retained. So, Ishvara and Jiva means Anatma aspect of Ishvara, Anatma aspect of Jiva has to be left. It's called one bhaga, one part is left. One part is retained, isn't it? The truth of Ishvara, truth of Jiva is retained. Bhaga, Tyaga, Bhaga, Atyaga, isn't it? You hold on to some. And using that, how the Mahavakyams are going to teach you this Aikyam, oneness of the truth. That's good, isn't it? That we'll see next class.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gribhyo Namaha Harihi Om.